Does the leader of Animal Farm, Napoleon, practice what he preaches, or does he simply hide behind a curtain of deception? Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Pilkington Radio Show, brought to you by Wilson's Dog Food. Are your dogs barking at the wind? I'm your host, Jake the Raven, and today I have a special guest, Frank the Goat. He has been on Animal Farm since before the rebellion and has seen it all. Thank you for coming on the show.
No problem.
So has Napoleon stuck to all of his promises since the rebellion?
Well, sad to say, no. In the beginning, we felt free and happy, but a lot has changed since then. The living conditions have become dire, and there are food shortages and low crop production. And the windmill was recently destroyed by a trader who used to live on the farm.
Well, that's very sad to hear. So what exactly are the living conditions on Animal Farm like?
It has slowly decreased since the rebellion. We've been having problems like food shortages, cramped sleeping areas, overpopulation, the corrupt leaders, rival farms, and deals with other humans, leading to things like less milk and less eggs as they've been taken from the chickens.
Despite the living conditions, how does it feel to be the only farm run by animals?
Well, it used to be nice and it used to feel special, but its luster has most certainly tarnished with age. The food shortages, destruction of the windmill, and increase in human presence has really made the farm feel more like what it was back in Jones's day.
What do you foresee for the future of Animal Farm?
I believe that with the increasing amounts of human presence, that the farm might just revert back to what it was like in Jones's day, something that I am very scared about.
So it seems that not all of the promises of animalism have been fulfilled. Food and other resources have become dire. There is corruption among the leaders, and the future looks dim. And that's the end of today's show. I just want to thank Frank the Goat once again for being a wonderful guest, as well as our sponsor and production team. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Pilkington Farm Radio Show, where we will be talking about kidnappings and Robertson Farm. I'm your host, Jake the Raven, and have a good night.